Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Praying Through Your Pregnancy, A Week-by-Week Devotional for Expecting Moms by Jennifer Palomino and Carolyn Warren, is a Christian devotional and pregnancy journal designed to guide expectant mothers through pregnancy 1 week at a time. Built around the stages of fetal development, the book combines devotional reflections, scripture passages, and journaling space, so readers can connect spiritual practice with the physical experience of pregnancy. Its purpose is not simply to provide encouragement, but to frame pregnancy as a season for prayer, meditation, and intentional reflection on motherhood. The book is especially aimed at Christian readers who want a faith-based tool for coping with anxiety, strengthening trust in God, and recording their thoughts during a deeply personal life transition. Because it blends devotional structure with practical keepsake features, it functions both as a spiritual aid and as a memory book for the pregnancy journey. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a week-by-week devotional structure tied to pregnancy development. The book is organized around weekly stages of pregnancy, which gives it a clear rhythm and makes it easy to use as a companion throughout gestation. Each chapter corresponds to what is happening with the baby during that specific week, beginning from conception, so the devotional is anchored in the biological realities of pregnancy rather than in general encouragement alone. That structure matters because it allows spiritual reflection to follow the same progression that a mother experiences physically and emotionally. Instead of reading the book as a one-time devotional, readers move through it gradually, which creates continuity and helps the material feel relevant to the current stage of pregnancy. This also gives the book a practical function. It can be opened each week as a focused guide for prayer, rather than requiring a large amount of reading or interpretation. The result is a format that is both devotional and developmental, linking faith to time, bodily change, and anticipation in a highly specific way. Secondly, prayer as a response to pregnancy-related stress and uncertainty. A major theme of the book is the use of prayer to reduce stress and anxiety during pregnancy. The authors present faith not as a vague comfort, but as a disciplined way of responding to uncertainty about the baby's growth, the mother's well-being, and the future of the family. This is significant because pregnancy often brings emotional tension alongside joy, especially for first-time mothers who may feel vulnerable or overwhelmed. The book addresses that reality by encouraging readers to place confidence in God for the healthy development of the baby. In practical terms, the devotional functions as a tool for redirecting attention away from fear and toward trust, which can be psychologically grounding even for readers who already live within a faith tradition. The emphasis on prayer also gives the pregnancy experience an interpretive framework, instead of seeing each week only as a medical milestone. Readers are invited to see it as a moment for spiritual dependence. That makes the book more than inspirational reading. It becomes a coping practice. Thirdly, scripture passages and meditation as the book's spiritual method. The devotional does more than encourage general prayer. It pairs weekly reflections with scripture verses intended for meditation, which gives the book a distinctly biblical structure. This matters because the spiritual guidance is not left to personal sentiment alone. It is grounded in a text-centered practice that reflects Christian devotional habits. The inclusion of verses helps readers focus their prayers around specific themes such as protection, trust, gratitude, and God's care for unborn life. By offering scripture alongside pregnancy-related reflection, the book creates a bridge between theological language and everyday maternal experience. The structure also makes the devotional usable for readers who prefer a guided format, since the verses provide a starting point for prayer rather than expecting the reader to generate content from scratch. In this way, scripture is not presented as a decorative addition, but as the interpretive lens through which pregnancy is understood. That approach reinforces the book's identity as a devotional resource rather than simply a pregnancy advice book with religious language added. Fourthly, journaling space turns the devotional into a keepsake record. One of the book's most distinctive features is its journaling space, which transforms it from a reading experience into an active record of pregnancy. Readers are not only asked to reflect, but also to write down prayers, thoughts, and memories as the weeks progress. This makes the book useful as a keepsake, since it preserves both spiritual reflections and personal milestones in one place. That design is important because pregnancy is often experienced as a fast-moving period that later becomes difficult to remember in detail. By prompting written reflection, the book helps mothers capture how they felt, what they prayed for, and how they interpreted God's work in each stage. The journaling element also deepens engagement with the devotional content, since writing tends to slow reflection and make it more personal. For readers who value memory keeping, the book therefore serves two purposes at once. It supports weekly prayer and also documents a meaningful life season. This dual function is part of what gives the book lasting value beyond the immediate pregnancy period. Lastly, a faith-specific resource for Christian expecting mothers and gift-giving. The book is clearly designed for Christian expecting mothers, especially first-time moms who want spiritual encouragement alongside pregnancy guidance. Its tone, structure, and content all assume a reader who values prayer, scripture, and a God-centered understanding of motherhood. That specificity is one of its strengths, because it allows the book to speak directly to a defined audience, rather than trying to appeal broadly to every pregnant reader. At the same time, that same specificity also limits its reach, since readers who are not Christian or who prefer a secular pregnancy resource may not connect with its approach. Within its category, however, the book stands out as both practical and giftable. It is positioned not only as a devotional, but also as a journal and keepsake, which makes it suitable for baby showers or as a personal companion during pregnancy. The combination of devotional guidance, scripture, journaling prompts, and milestone-based organization gives it a fuller role than many faith-based pregnancy books, which often emphasize either prayer or reflection, but not both in such a structured way. In conclusion, Praying Through Your Pregnancy will appeal most to Christian expectant mothers who want a structured way to connect prayer with the weekly experience of pregnancy. It is especially useful for first-time moms, readers navigating anxiety, and anyone who wants a faith-based keepsake that can be revisited after the baby is born. The practical benefit of the book is its clear weekly format, which makes it easy to use consistently without requiring extensive time or background knowledge. Its intellectual and spiritual benefit is the way it frames pregnancy as a season of reflection, trust, and intentional attention to both bodily development and spiritual formation. Compared with other pregnancy devotionals, it stands out because it is not only inspirational but also highly organized, combining scripture, guided prayer, and journaling space in a single format. That makes it more interactive than a typical devotional and more spiritually focused than a standard pregnancy journal. For readers who want their pregnancy record to be both personal and devotional, this book offers a distinctive and coherent approach. If you would like to support Jennifer Polamino, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.